News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, unless you were living under a rock, you'd know that at this stage, Ireland officially has achieved its best ever Olympics. I think we were 12th, certainly the other night, in the medal table. However, I suppose it's putting our funding model under the spotlight. Ian Mallon is a sports business consultant and, of course, columnist of The Pitch with the Irish Examiner. Ian, you're actually writing about this in today's Irish Examiner. Really interesting piece. Is the moral of the story here, if you invest in sport, you will get a return?
Morning, Shane. You're absolutely correct. Yes, if you invest in sport, you get the return. And that's exactly what the Olympic Federation of Ireland has done, investing 4.3 million of its own money into the care of its athletes while on the ground. This isn't preparation stuff. This is live stuff. And it's a quite innovative investment scheme that they've come up with. That's their own money. It is supported by other funding streams from Sport Ireland and supplementary funding as well. But the bulk of that money comes from them in how they treat their athletes while they're on the ground in Paris. And you would have seen in Rio and in other Olympics where athletes were stressed trying to get tickets for families, and they were stressed with commercial problems around Rule 40 and stuff like that. All that has been taken away from them, and the results you cannot argue with. And that is one funding model that has worked really, really well.
So look, we've got better in terms of funding athletes. Are we good enough there? Because when you see this debate online, the counter argument people say is, yeah, it's great, but you know, a lot of our athletes are training in pools in England, or they're running on racing tracks in America.
Yeah, look, we're talking around the highest bar, the Olympics, and an unprecedented success for Ireland. Seven medals, four golds, and all that. But you're absolutely right. How is the funding? How good is funding? And we do certainly, in my view, pour a lot of money into funding, particularly elite sport funding. It is adequately funded. There are bigger issues, though, I would say. I would take issue about how sport is funded and how that is measured by government and how it's distributed by the Department of Sport and its statutory agent or partner, if you like, Sport Ireland. For example, Shane, last October, we were told by the Department of Sport the total funding, and I use the word, that's their word, total funding for sport in Ireland stood at 183.3 million. And I think that figure is so deliberately skewed and understated that it requires forensic analysis and various multiples to come to a true picture of what is actually paid out. I mean, this doesn't include, for example, the 100 million or the 95 million euro that's handed over to the racing industry every year through the Horse and Dog Fund, racing tax revenue, betting tax revenue, which automatically and systematically through legislation goes to the richest and the wealthiest of all sports. No, I'm not some anti-racing libertine. I kind of live here in Kildare. I live beside the curb, surrounded by yards and farms and whatnot. So I do support the racing industry. But this particular funding stream is not mentioned. That's 95 million, as I say. Also in the post-budget submissions by the department, they talk about the sports equipment and grant scheme, the sports capital scheme, I should say, which was about 1.6 million, according to their reckoning. They immediately upped that to 2.5 million this year. And look, that's a good thing. That's where the local clubs and the local sports projects get fund various community initiatives, whether it's the soccer club floodlights or the artificial pitch or the dressing yeah. rooms or even the lawnmowers and stuff like that. Really good initiative. But that suddenly, that figure, 1.83, is now up to 2.5 billion. Plus the racing money on top of that. And don't forget, you know, when we go back to that racing money, for example, why is that not poured back into an area which is not funded, or not adequately funded? And that's, you know, school funding for school sports. I mean, this yeah. is an area which isn't looked after by Sport Ireland. It's looked after by the Department of Education. And it really is one of the most depressing aspects of sport in Ireland, particularly when you talk about the young and when you talk about an engaged audience, no, an audience absolutely. Kind of locked in 5 days a week, and there's really nothing there for them.
Could I throw another one into the mix? It's a bugbear of mine, the lack of investment in our football academies, or the level of full-time coaches we have here in Ireland. I think we're in the bottom three or four in Europe. We're a fraction of even what the likes of Denmark are doing. There's zero funding for women's football in Ireland. There's zero funding for League of Ireland academies. I'm not talking about the FAI. I'm talking about football academies here. We just don't invest in that at all. And I know it's a bugbear of people in the football business that, like, the greyhound and horse racing industry get so much and they get so little.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And by the way, Shane, I heard HRI will justify the spend on the 95 million euro it gets through the Horse and Dog Fund, because it will constantly trot out this economic impact study by Deloitte, I think, in which it found that 2.5 billion euros directly and indirectly went back into the racing industry. Well, that figure is, you know, how much of that figure goes back into the big yards, the, you know, without naming any names, the really big yards that make tens of millions, if not billions, on bloodstock. How much of that money goes back into the bloodstock agencies, etc. So that doesn't rub it with me. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I wrote about this recently, particularly when you had brought up at the very beginning that you invest and you would get a return. So football academies in Ireland, they have put together the underage national league, which is the elite league for underage soccer players. Our soccer players, and I've often, you know, and I did a big look at this recently, don't achieve really any significant transfer fees when they go to England. They can't go to England to the rating now because of Brexit and other problems. But that comes down to the training environment. And the training environment in Ireland lags so far behind the rest of Europe. Now, if you look at, say, rugby, St. Michael's College, Longo's Wood, places like that, these are elite rugby academies where kids go, they go to school there, they're 24/7. They're effectively in an elite bubble. With soccer, we're lagging so far behind. There is zero funding for that.
Very, very briefly, in summary, the moral of this, what's the lesson from the Olympics, just as briefly as you can?
The lesson for the Olympics is that funding is vital. Government funding is vital. Department of Sport funding is, and it is increasing, there's no question about that. But it depends on where it's going, how the money is distributed, Shane, and how the money is spent.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ian Mallon, sports business consultant, columnist of The Pitch with the Irish Examiner. You can read his piece in today's Irish Examiner. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.